And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Episode 23. This is our Jordan episode right here. We were vibing out to Big Sean, man. Shout out to Big Sean and Migos. What's that track song?
Sacrifices.
Yo, that was dope. Super Bowl weekend, man. We finally here. 18 years ago. It's been 18 years, man. Rashad wasn't born. Me and Jeremy was, you know, just some youngins. King was a youngin, you know. Wow, we are in the Super Bowl, man. Like, tomorrow is it.
I want to play, man. I really feel like I could just run through a wall today, man. I'm ready. Let's go.
Y'all know Jeremy, he was a football player, man. He's a true football player right here, man.
In them trenches.
Wow, man. It's just, it really is. It didn't really set in. Okay, when did it set in? Even after the Green Bay win, I don't think we all were like,
it set in yesterday.
Yeah, right.
I was like, they were doing media day. I was like, maybe another team will be there.
Yeah.
And then when they said the game plan for the Falcons, I was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. We actually in this.
We in
now.
This thing, boy.
I think the moment it hit me, it was just like, I think Monday or Tuesday when, you know, on SportsCenter, the Pro Bowl's over. You know, off-season talk is kind of dying down, and they're just talking about the Super Bowl. You can only cover two teams during the Super Bowl. So it's like, you have to talk about the Falcons. So when I see people keep talking about the Falcons and they had to do a feature on Matt Ryan and they had to, I'm like, wow.
I'm seeing t-shirt stands popping up on the side of the street.
Yo, they all up on it. Yo, I seen like gas stations everywhere. Those t-shirt things.
I'm seeing all these new Falcons fans.
Wait, what happened? What's going on? Go ahead.
I done seen all these people talking about Rise Up. I didn't even know they like football. I done seen all these Cowboys, Eagles.
How many fake Falcons fans have we spotted?
At least 2,000-3,000.
Okay.
At least.
I mean, those are
Giants fans.
Yep.
Cowboys fans, 49ers fans, Packers fans.
Yeah. That's true, though. No, that's real. Who else hates the Patriots? It probably is, like, the Jets fans.
Everybody.
The Buffalo Bills.
That's the like, everybody.
You know, everybody in Atlanta, fans of everybody except for Atlanta. So.
True. But they still hate on us, right? Don't they? So
everybody
live our time.
Is not a New England Patriot fan is basically an Atlanta Falcons fan. Because, like I said a couple of episodes ago, what's happening right now is so many people are sick and tired of the Patriots winning. I think it's more that than perhaps people want to see, like, Brady, you know, get one over on Goodell. So it's one of those things where, at this point, everybody at this point is a Falcons fan because we just, you know, most people just don't want to see New England win anymore.
No.
And that's what's going on.
Like the Goodell
right.
thing.
This whole city is painted in red and black.
Yo, everybody was decked out at work.
This whole city's painted
it's
red
crazy,
and black.
It's crazy, man. Like, the whole Goodell thing to me, I don't even care. Like, if I wasn't a Falcons fan, that wouldn't
only
be enough for me
New
to be like,
about
I want him to prove Goodell.
Line.
Yeah,
I mean, not Goodell. Brady is so hyped for this game. I'm surprised how psyched Brady is for this game because, I don't know, I feel like from the outside looking in, it's like, okay, wouldn't you get used to it? Wouldn't you, you know...
Yeah.
Okay, another Super Bowl, da da da. But this man is hype. Like,
this late in his career because he's hungry all the time.
Right. But they did the send off in New England, and Brady was like,
yeah, I saw that.
I was like, wow, I've never even seen Brady like give that much emotion like off the football field. and then yesterday on Facebook, he
like he was at a dance hall.
Yeah, he's like, let's go!
We're going to do it.
He turned it around.
He didn't turn it up, though. That was like, yo, wearing a Pico. And it turned it up. I never seen that.
And then he uploaded a hype video last night on Facebook.
What?
So I was like, yeah, Patriots hype video with like all the Patriots Super Bowls, like they're running out on the field, and it's like,
you know, that's so corny. Yeah, not even right.
Meanwhile, the Falcons come out to the Migos.
Exactly. There you go.
It came out to the Migos at the Hawks game.
That was so dope.
Yeah.
That was that was great. We send them off in the right way. I don't know. I mean, I think the whole Brady thing is just him. I mean, Montana, is that the whole thing with him? Is that why he's so high?
Because
if he wins, then he can.
Quarterback of all time.
Okay, then that puts him above Montana. It doesn't matter.
He's in anyway.
He's not going to win, though. So we're telling y'all straight up right now. Final score, 30-20. That's my final score. I'm sticking to it.
Who you got winning?
What? Falcons. No, final scores, though. Can we get final scores? Let's just do our picks now.
Rashad, you can't escape this, man.
Rashad's been trying to not put the final score. Is he scared of that?
Go ahead, King.
He don't want to do
it. I guess
so.
I'll go ahead, and you know what? I actually believe that the Falcons actually have a great shot to win this game.
Oh, wow.
Because I think that all you need to do is look at the game tape from the Houston game. Because the game tape from the Houston game, I think that exposed the Patriots in many ways.
Dog.
Exactly. Because
bingo.
They got to Brady. They put Brady on the ground.
Yes.
And, you know, and the only reason as to why Houston lost is because they don't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
If the Texans had a quarterback, they would have beaten the New England Patriots. So if the Falcons can do that, I think they can win. And another thing that I'm noticing about this Falcons team is that they are hungry.
Yep.
They want it this year. This is a team that is much hungrier. We've been talking about a lot, you know, in the past about the Falcons not having a killer instinct. Oh, they got it this year.
You think more than 2012? Even that
oh,
run
yes.
we had? Okay.
Oh, yes. You can just tell them
the way Matt looks hungrier than 2012. He looks
right.
even hungrier than that.
You
yeah,
can just
can
tell the
that.
Way that they go on the field. Matt looks hungry. Julio looks hungry. The defense looks hungry. They all want it. You can see in the way that they beat Seattle and the way they beat Green Bay. So I'm going to say final score, Falcons 35,
oh, wow.
Patriots 31.
Okay. All right. I can see that. One thing quick to his point, though. That Houston, like that is – people are overlooking
That's
that
the
game.
Game.
Because what they did was got to Brady in the middle. You can't – don't like blitz him from the outside. Blitz him from the middle. I think they like switch Clowney or whatever. They put him like in the middle to put more speed. Bring it the pressure from the middle. That's like with the same thing with Peyton Manning. That's how you get to quarterbacks like him and Brady. Bring it from the middle. With Aaron, it's kind of different. You don't want to like do that because you'll push him out, whatever. He can throw from the outside. But slow quarterbacks like these two, put him in the middle. You're so right about Houston game, though.
Brady
like,
cannot throw outside the pocket.
No.
He's not used. He's not mobile like Russell Wilson and a lot of other QBs.
No. But bring the pressure from the middle. That's a really good one, man.
I agree with you, Akeem.
Akeem, bro.
Your point about the Houston game, you know, that's been the blueprint. That's right on, man. But you know what? The fact that thinking exists is the reason why the opposite is true. Bill Belichick.
Yes.
I'm sure Bill Belichick looked at the tape and saw the same things you did. So that's not going to work this time. So that means they're going to have to find another way to do it. So...
What's the other way?
I don't know, man.
You don't think we can blitz them? Is a
blitzing them is not going to work this time. That would be a nightmare because Brady is the ultimate blitz beater. That's why he's great.
He dinks and dunks. He's gonna get a short pass.
Dinks and dunks is what defeats blitzes.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, the reason blitzes got to him is because Aaron Rodgers is a deep thrower.
Yes.
Everything he wants to do is down the field.
15 yards
gets out of the pocket.
Yeah.
He runs around. He moves around. Brady beats you with his mind. It's not going to happen this week. You're not just going to be able to blitz Brady 85 times and think you're going to get to him. It's not going to work. He'll eat you. He will eat their defensive line.
That's fair. That's
so,
fair.
Me as a Falcons fan, I want them to win, but I'm going Patriots 38, Falcons 25.
What? You waited 18 years to not go with your heart on this, Jeremy.
This is the best Patriots defense I've ever seen. So,
Butler calling out Julio, you think that's a smart decision by
Butler
him?
Butler is an underrated player. He's not single-handedly stopping Julio.
I hope he knows
that. I know Belichick will have a plan.
He's going to put a safety over the top.
He's going to put a safety over the top and maybe even a linebacker. So, if the Falcons are going to win, it's going to be Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman beating the Patriots. But then again, their defense, I like I said, the Falcons' defense has improved this year, but
Secondary.
The secondary has improved this year, but it's not about when you face the Patriots, it's not about your secondary or what kind of talent you have. It's about how your scheme fits. And they're still going to get there. The Patriots are going to get theirs, yeah, no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not down there. I'm not saying we can. Yeah, that's why so, I said I gave him 20 points. All right, that's it. That's all I'm getting.
I mean, I want the Falcons to win. I really think they have a great chance to win the game, but.
Well, you think, okay, first of all, you think we should take the ball first? Because I think we
I
should.
I think they should definitely take the
okay,
ball.
Okay. Because I'm on the board. No, because I'm completely with. Exactly. And I think Matt can go and get one early on. But we got to get the ball first. I don't want to do that. I don't understand, like, you want to get the ball at halftime. That might be a benefit because there's a chance we could be down. And, yeah. And with the Patriots, it's like you don't want to take that chance. But I say we take the ball at the beginning of this game and see if we can, like, at least. Because that crowd, I feel like, is going to be so, like, Patriot dominant. Just being honest. I don't know. I have a feeling there's going to be more on his side, man. Like, just the hype for this week has been like, yo, they really want New England to win. And the fans, the turnout, it looks like it's really Patriot town. So I feel like we're going to feel like we're on the road a little bit. Just a little bit.
The Falcons are the more talented team.
We're the younger team. Yeah.
So,
Rashad, you gotta at least give your final. So. You can't hide from the final.
All right, so obviously.
Here we go.
It's number one versus number one. Mm-hmm. You know, you got. Obviously, someone who's been here before and, you know, done the, you know, on the biggest stages. And then you got someone who's, like, you know, kind of new to it, but they got, you know, some vets, you know. So, with that being said, I think Lady Gaga is going to bring out the Migos.
Oh, wow.
At halftime.
Okay, all right. Wow. You can't. Rashad, listen. Listen.
Hey, we all got our ways of approaching it. I approached it with the unbiased. The unbiased and the, you know, it's not really what
and
I
the
want
wrong.
To happen.
Yeah, I know you
it's
don't.
Wrong.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I don't want to put that in the universe. So I see you, Rashad.
No,
we can't do it, man. We've been waiting a long time.
I know what I'm saying. We waited just the day before. Right.
If we say it might not work, you know.
Write it down. Hey, who got that whiteboard? We got a whiteboard in here or something. You can write it down.
I mean,
I'll read it all for you.
If I could play, maybe, you know, I can affect the outcome.
What position you gonna play?
Right now, I probably play linebacker or tight end.
Okay, all right.
But I don't want to get hit, so the days are over.
But you at no, man. I think tight end. We need you at tight end because we got some brick hands at tight end. You know who you are. Anyway, Rashad, wait. Go ahead. What were you saying, Rashad? Everybody listening, Rashad's scared to give his pick right now. He got his hands, like, down. He's slumped shoulders right now. He looks like he's not making eye contact with anybody.
Looking like Meek Mill.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, he's looking like Meek. Shout out to Meek who sent out some goons to rob Nikki. That was crazy.
She got
robbed yesterday. You didn't see that? Yeah, she got robbed yesterday.
I did not know that.
They went in the house, dog, straight ski mask.
Wow.
Yes.
Crazy.
Took everything. Cleaned
why
out.
Why, though? Like, why?
Probably Meek Mill. He probably mad. Remember that picture she took with Drake the day before?
So you sent someone to rob her house just because she took a picture with someone you didn't like?
It's a petty Philadelphia, man.
That's like the funniest thing I ever heard.
Sorry out to Philly, my bad.
Not like a man, Meek Mill.
Be like a man. Act like a man. All right, so those are Super Bowl picks.
Being like a lady, not like a man.
Yeah, that's like you. I was trying. But,
you yeah. heard Steve Harvey's moving from Atlanta to L.A.
Bye.
Yeah. Radio, so yeah. Exactly.
Step on to me.
You think we all, Steve, peace.
Oh, man.
Did that picture
I like
with
him as a comedian, but he lost his mind after he did all the stuff he done afterwards.
He got a caterpillar underneath his nose. Oh, what's up with that? Man. What's wrong with you, boy? You stupid? You go get with Trump. He with Trump and stuff.
He ain't let me in the Dreamers Academy in like a few years ago when I was a sophomore in high school. Mm. I applied for his Dreamers Academy because my friend got in the year before. And then another friend of mine got in like the same year. So I was like, okay, two people I know got it. I applied, man. And I said, no. They asked, who is your role model? And I was like, my role model is my father. And I think that's what did it for me because I didn't get it. So I was like, dang, bro. I shouldn't have said I had a dad, man.
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, Tom Brady on national TV
crying about his dad.
I forgot he did that. Did you guys see Kel?
Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger. Yeah. Yeah. That was dope, though.
He looks the exact same, yeah.
Yeah,
he does.
That's when you don't work a lot, that's what happens. Okay, my bad.
Come on,
that's not fair. All right, my bad.
Come on. Hey, Kel, I will welcome you on the A-League if you want to come defend yourself. Mitchell, because he went to Valdosta, he visited Valdosta State to do a show.
What? Did y'all actually laugh?
No, it was like a couple years ago. It was like the year after I left.
He looks like he does like slapstick comedy.
Did y'all? When
he does Christian.
Oh, he goes Christian. Oh.
Yeah, he's Christian now.
Wow.
So.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Is that what him and Kel and, him and Keenan and.
No, him and Keenan kind of.
They fell out.
They both tried out for SNL at the same time.
That's it.
And he made it, and he didn't. So it was kind of.
Keenan's that funny. You see Keenan on SNL? Not. Yeah, I'm like surprised.
Hey, Keenan can play a lot of characters.
No,
on
that's
it.
No,
he's
no,
versatile, but he's not.
That's true. Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it's like he can do it different, but
I think.
Tracy Morgan.
He does a good. He does a good, what you call. Steve Harvey, bringing it back to full circle.
He does a good Steve.
Right. But that's like pretty much.
Oh,
it.
I did see that when he did the the ball.
But
he does
Steve Harvey a lot. I like his Steve Harvey.
I mean, that show was hilarious. I mean, Keenan and Kel show was a legendary. You probably didn't watch it.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, did y'all ever?
Did you watch it?
Yes, I
did.
Have
stop lying.
Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda.
I do.
But did y'all ever have questions about that song? I'm a dude.
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
I listened to it a few years later, and I was like, wait. I'm a dude. Okay.
Yeah. She's a dude.
Oh, yeah.
We're all dudes.
Yeah. That's when it stay woke. That's when it all started.
Right.
That's so true.
Say like Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow. They were already putting in our heads that anybody can be a dude if you really want to. It just takes like a $20,000 deposit, but that's wow.
Kel's such a genius.
Yes. Shout out, man. Wow. You know what? That's a good Jeremy. I didn't think about that.
Got to get Kel Mitchell on the show now.
All right, yeah, let's get Kel on the show. I'm going to reach out to Kel. Kel, man. I didn't mean what I said. I just kind of meant it.
Taylor Rooks. We're going to get.
Taylor Rooks.
What's her name?
Scotty Beam.
Oh, you know, I was listening to last night.
I love Scotty.
Because, you know, Jamele Hill and Mike Scott. Right?
Michael Smith. They're doing that run, right?
Yeah, they're doing the press run. And they were on Hot 97 this week. Mm-hmm. And so I was listening to it, and Scotty Beam started interjecting around 40 to 50 minutes in. Like, they're talking about Prince versus Michael Jackson. And who else were they talking about? So-and-so versus so-and-so?
I watched like 30 minutes of it.
I think they were talking about the top five MCs. And Scotty Beam was like interjecting like in the back. But Lori was out there. Lori don't even talk. Like, it's
that's
crazy. Scotty Beam's not on the show, but she talking more than the lady on the show.
No, because Laura defers too much to Ebro.
Yeah.
And but Ebro is like kind of like hella dominant. Like he won't let you cut in.
But Ebro's like, you know,
he was there before anybody though.
Well, you know, New York gonna be mad at this, like the stations up there. But
who cares? Though?
Ebro's the Charlemagne of Hot 97.
Wow, you think so? And he hates Charlemagne. Yeah, which is
he hates
himself.
Oh, no, and he thinks Breakfast Club
is much bigger.
Yeah, right. Well, but Charlemagne's
got
only
a book
much bigger
out.
Because so. MTV.
Yeah, he got his own shows there.
If it was just Breakfast Club and Hot 97, then I think they'll be on the same.
Ebro's with he got level. Apple. He got an Apple deal too. Don't forget that.
Oh,
he's with
Apple Music. Yeah.
So he's trying to. He's
and
getting
he got
out
the
of
beats.
So he's you know getting out of his field. Is you know doing some other stuff, but still.
But I mean, Charlamagne's been on MTV for like a brick.
Yeah, and I see him on. He was on the Colbert Show. Like he's on a lot of. He makes a lot of appearances everywhere. Like I don't know, he's blowing up a little bit there. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, no, we got
to
get them on the show. Yes.
Rest in peace to Q, world star.
Yo, yeah.
That was sad.
We didn't say anything about that last week.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, World Star, you know, one of my favorite sites, you know.
I stopped going there. Y'all still go there? I stopped going like a year ago.
It kind of fell off.
You didn't go there?
I hadn't been in a while.
Yeah, I stopped going.
Isn't that as funny as it used to be on a daily basis?
Yeah. Maybe we just don't have the time anymore either, like to just flip through it.
You gotta have like time to be on. Like you gotta be like, okay, I did my homework, I did this.
I'm gonna get on World. Yeah,
I got like an hour before I go to sleep. Let me go on World Star.
Yeah.
You end up like spending 2 hours of your life on there or whatever.
You wake up, you go through a bunch of videos, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and class is at 8.
You watching some girl like some ex getting her weave dragged by the student on a random block in
Brooklyn. But
it's worth
it. Yeah, and then it's like, and then yeah, like you said, the 8 a.m. class. I hate the 8 a.m. classes, by the way.
I know I have one this semester, but you know, almost out.
Don't show up on time.
I do. I show up on time just because he threatened me.
Whoa. Wait,
whoa.
He's like, all right, so we're going to have pop quizzes and we're going to be doing this and. I don't know. He just seemed like he was serious. You know, you can call some people. But he's a graduate student. So he's still like, you know, he actually cares.
Yeah, he's for now.
Well, yeah, once you get 20 years into it, you don't care.
Yeah, nope. Mm-mm, they mailing it in, man.
They said attendance.
No, they don't. I don't look. If you ain't got attendance, look, Professor. If you do not take attendance, or even if you do, I just get somebody. I'm gonna talk to somebody. Yo, just sign my name.
They're gonna be like, I'm gonna put the the presentations online. I'm not gonna take attendance. So y'all, you know,
and they get mad when we don't pay attention.
Right,
in class.
Right.
So why do you need to pay the money to go to have a dorm if you can just not be there?
That's true.
Somebody to send you the notes.
Well, you got to show up for the test.
You can drive to see the test.
Right, right. You can drive to the test. So there is no
drive
point.
There and do that right quick and go home.
So if you have five bad teachers, you will have no point to paying for a dorm unless you just wanted to be downtown, which is why Georgia State is the best. So if you're a high school student listening.
Wow. Wait, cool. What are you doing right now?
I don't think we have any high school kids listening, but if there are, Georgia State is the place to be.
Okay. I thought you were about to turn it. Okay.
No. That was it. I wasn't about to be like, Georgia State sucks. Nah.
You would turn up on them. Wow. No. Yeah, go to Georgia State. Don't go to Georgia Tech.
Oh, I was at both schools this week. I was at Tech and Morehouse.
What do they do at Tech for fun?
Tech, I was there.
Solve mathematical problems.
Yes.
Tech has no fun. Every time I'm there, people are always like carrying book bags coming from class or going to
They
class.
Look hella stressed when I see them walking on like the stream. Like, y'all look really stressed.
Even
out.
The people on
we
bikes.
We
got
to figure out
stressed.
How to get to Mars.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care, bro. You wasting your time, bro.
But, I'm not going anyway. You could tell me tomorrow that we can go to Mars. You know, Earth is about to explode. I should be like, well, you know what? You can drop me off. You can drop me off at the moon, bro. I'm good.
My dad said something like that. Like this week, like because you know I stopped by the house to drop off something to my little sister, and this dude was like, Donald Trump is a distraction, and he said, first of all, I'm not Muslim. So that ain't my concern. I'm like, bro.
Whoa.
I'm like, my dad be tripping, bro. He said he a distraction from getting to where I need to be.
Whoa.
I'm like, dad,
no.
He got to chill,
no.
Bro.
Yo.
Pause, bro. He don't, hey.
Dads at certain age, they just don't care. Yeah. It's like hot takes every day. They don't care about nobody, man.
They don't care.
Wow. Oh, he said, that ain't my concern.
So I was at Tank.
Damn, that's seven.
On like Tuesday. To see Ellen to get tickets to the Super Bowl. I didn't get it, but I was there. And I dressed up as a cat.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah, Ellen came here.
I couldn't get a cat costume all day. And then, like, the last minute in the Signal office, this girl, the A&L editor, walked in. I was like, hey, can you do makeup on my face to make me look like a cat? And she's like, sure. I didn't expect her to say yes, but she did.
She did it.
So I did it.
What?
Hopped on MARTA. What? It took about 15 minutes. Got there at 4:45. And I waited for a couple hours, and I didn't get it, but it was a pretty cool experience to see all those people out there. They're cheering for the Falcons.
People love Ellen like that, huh?
Yeah, people love Ellen. Wow. They ride
her
kind of
close. She is like, yeah, she is like.
Yeah. She got that Medal of Honor last year.
Ah, Obama gave her. Yeah, that's true.
And
true.
Then I went to Morehouse a couple days ago to see J.A. Donde speak. You know, pretty much things are happening everywhere except for Georgia State, but Georgia State is still the best.
It is. Yo, to your dad point, let me tell you something. After 45, and this is Z, my boy Z, you know, Z told me about his pops one time and said his dad was on Facebook. That's another thing. Like, plus 45 on Facebook, like, dads are don't care. They're really ruthless on Facebook. His dad actually got on Facebook for his birthday and put, like, a picture of a woman in a car, like, an attractive woman sitting in, like, a really attractive car or whatever, and was like, this is what I want for my birthday. And he's clearly married. No, he's clearly married, right? And he got, like, 60 likes on it. And he was like, did not care. I was like, yo, Z was like. And then, no, here's the thing. Like, his mom saw it, but he didn't care to, like, if you look up his Facebook, it's still there from last year. Like, he is not taking it down. Because I know he's probably like, this thing got, like, 70 likes. I'm not taking none of this down. I was like, what is up with dads on Facebook? Like, y'all gotta chill.
Just say that again. Dads on Facebook.
Dads on Facebook.
That sounds like a reality TV.
That does. Yes, that does sound good. That does. Dads on Facebook would be a good show, dog. Because they don't get their ruthless, man.
And the thing about my dad, I think, like, in the 90s, like, he used to tell my mom, that he was, like, a part of the Nation of Islam, so he didn't have to go to church.
That's so dope. Man. I love this dude. He's a legend. He's a legend. I don't care, though.
But I think he is actually a part of Nation of Islam for like a couple years. I don't know, though.
But then he used
I never really like asked him about it.
He probably don't want to talk about it. He's like, don't talk about it.
He probably don't want to talk about it.
No, that's my dad can't use a computer that well because he was, he just never, he types with one finger. So I can't do it. He can't get on Facebook. Yeah. Anyway. Shout out to all the dads out there trying to stay relevant on Facebook.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Let's talk about Charles Barkley.
Okay, yeah.
He's a clown. Everybody knows what Charles said.
What he said was true.
Oh, I forgot. You got the LeBron hater in here. So Charles Barkley called out LeBron James saying he's whiny. He has Kevin Love. He has Kyrie Irving. So what is he complaining about? What is he mad about?
You know what?
And what do y'all say?
You know what, Eric? Charles Barkley can shut the hell up.
Yes.
LeBron James can shut the hell up.
Wow.
Both of them shut the hell up.
Wow. Oh.
And go in their corners and do a job. Do your job. I'm taking Bill Belichick's slogan. Do your job.
Wait, so you think so you're trying to take out the whole what he actually said. You're just saying, look, you're saying Charles is a TV guy. He did what a TV guy does.
No. I'm saying Charles Barkley can't be accepted as a TV guy because Charles Barkley was a great basketball player, but he also never won anything. So anybody who has touched greatness, he's going to hate on him.
Yeah.
So in my head, Charles Barkley is a hater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
He's always been a hater. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's a has-been. Well, he's not a has-been.
He was
a great player, but he's a hater. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
So
no, I feel like
he's supposed to analyze games on television. Analyze the NBA as a whole.
He never. You watch the show. He never analyzes anything.
Not single out the star player of the league. Like he that's all he does is single out players.
Best player in the league, yeah.
Like, and LeBron, you're the best player on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you can shut up. Like, what are you complaining about? He
has a point though. But
every day he's on some media outlet whining and complaining. He sound like Keith Sweat.
Hey.
Whining and complaining and begging for new players. But you have the one thing that no other player has. You have the best player in the planet. I mean, one thing that no other team in the league has. You have the best player on the planet, which is yourself. So shut up.
He can't do everything.
Play basketball. You have Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love. I don't want to hear anything. You even have a bench now. Like, there's no excuse to not.
They need a point guard.
He is a point guard. The ironic part is Jeremy sounds like Charles Barkley.
He does sound like Charles.
I do.
Right, yeah, you do sound.
But
like
But I got the right to because I'm not hating on LeBron.
You know,
or hating on Charles Barkley. They both just shut up and do their job.
So you think? Okay, so here
is his job.
Here's LeBron. That is true. LeBron is fed up because simply the fact is. We understand how hard it is to repeat. We all seen that. When Jordan was even three-peating with those teams or whatever, it seemed like they had like those were two totally different teams. So he didn't bring back Jordan, didn't bring back the same team. And I think what LeBron's seeing is, yo, what did he say this summer? I got people who are teaming up to beat me. Kevin Durant went to Golden State to beat LeBron James.
It sounds like he's jealous.
He's not jealous. I'm sure he thinks it's whack because it is kind of whack anyway. But people are teaming up just to beat him.
Who you going to get?
Exactly.
Who you
going to get that's going to make a difference?
Melo?
No, getting Melo makes them worse.
You're not going to trade
Kevin
Love
for Melo.
That. Melo.
That's why he won't say anything about Melo. He's not going to get Melo.
There's literally nothing you can do.
No, there's nothing. But do you want a point guard? They know they don't have a backup point guard. If Kyrie gets – as much as Kyrie plays and as much – we know Kyrie's injury prone a little bit.
Have no fear. Jordan Farmar's here.
Jordan Farmar's getting signed, it seems like. Yeah, he's getting signed. They said they're going to sign him, which I don't understand.
I think LeBron essentially is acting kind of spoiled.
I don't.
Because it sounds like that I don't know what happened to LeBron in Miami other than him winning two championships, but it sounds like almost that he's putting all of his, all of his teams on that, on that Miami Heat scale. Like, you're not going to get Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in every single team. Mm. So,
well, he has Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
He has Kyrie Irving and Kevin
Love. That ain't Dwayne Wade.
I don't understand any of these arguments defending LeBron. I honestly don't.
My thing is, look, if it's – how old is LeBron James? LeBron James is 32 years old.
Yeah.
So LeBron James probably has, like, three or four more years of him being where he's playing at right now, this elite level.
Right.
And he understands that if he wants to chase the ghost, like he said, I'm chasing a ghost, which is Michael Jordan, that there's no more room for error. The first 7 years he had in Cleveland, they gave that dude nothing to work with, and he still got to at least one championship. But a lot of times he was getting bounced out first, second round. And he came back, he wins a ring for them. His mindset is, I've done – this time around, I am not going to be quiet about what the first time I was here. All right, the first time I'm here, he didn't complain about anything. But the second time, you're on a – down, not down. You're on the other side of your career.
Okay, well,
so now it's more pressing, dude. You have to get a team. You know what you need to beat Golden State. They cannot beat Golden State with this team they have right now. I don't care what anybody says. They're not beating them.
Them getting a backup point guard isn't going to be the difference in them.
It is. You don't have a point guard. Wait. Think about it.
They have Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, you can't play him 48 minutes.
Well, then why is he making $100 million then?
Because Kyrie Irving's special. I mean, you're going to make – that's the market.
If he's special, then he's special.
Yeah, but he can't play both. Look, hold on. Look. Who does Golden State – why did Golden State – why were they so effective last year? Why did they get all those wins? Because Steph Curry would do what he does, and who would come in for him? Sean Livingston, who would not be a big drop-off. Sean Livingston coming with – thank you. You have to have a bench, dude. You cannot win a championship without a bench.
Sean Livingston is a beast. The Cavs did it last year.
What?
One without a bench. The only difference in this team is Matthew Dellavedova. You mean to tell me Matthew Dellavedova is a matter?
They came back from 3-1. Don't forget they were down 3-1. So he knows that they're not going to be able to win being down 3-1 this year. If they get down 3-1, then they're not beating this Golden State team.
They're not beating this Golden State. What I'm saying is they're not beating Golden State regardless of what happens.
Well, you can't tell LeBron. You're going to tell LeBron you're not going to beat him regardless? They can beat the – if they get a couple more pieces on the bench, they can beat this team. You have to have both to beat.
They're not
And Golden State's bench is bad this year. They're not beating the Warriors at all?
They're not beating the Warriors.
I want you to put money on that.
There's nothing they can do that they're going to beat the Warriors.
Mark this down, episode 23. Jeremy said that Golden State, it will beat the Cleveland Cavaliers handily.
There's nothing they can like that.
I don't believe this, dude.
They can get Matthew Dellavedova back because Milwaukee doesn't even need him. They're 21-28, and Milwaukee doesn't even need this
guy. That wasn't the difference. You know that wasn't. I'm not saying that he was the complete difference.
He was their backup point guard.
They played better. Kyrie, look, remember the games? Kyrie and LeBron went 40-for-40 that one game. Kyrie and LeBron turned it up a notch. That's the reason why they were able to win. And Draymond got suspended. We all know this. We all know the thing. Yeah.
Right.
So Draymond went in game 7, bro.
He did go in. Wait,
no one will ever talk about that.
Thank you. And look, and who Draymond fell off? Steph and Klay were cold that game.
Klay did his thing at the end.
Yeah, but he took him for – that was too long. It was too late by
Steph was the only one that was really off.
Completely off. Remember the behind-the-back pass that was unnecessary? Then they turned over the ball.
I think the last shot of the season to try to tie it after Kyrie shot
was
Steph.
Yep.
And it was, like, way off.
Yeah. See
what I was like, bro, you let me down. Because, you know, Steph Curry's my dude. Like, that's my favorite non-Hawk.
Is that why you love – that's why you hate LeBron, because you like Steph Curry.
No.
A lot of Steph Curry fans hate LeBron.
I don't hate LeBron.
Yeah, you do.
I don't hate LeBron.
Okay.
I don't like LeBron as a player. Okay, I don't.
Nah, that's basically because you're Kobe.
I don't like LeBron.
Okay, I don't understand why. But
but
go ahead. Okay, what do we say? All right, so
Cleveland can do nothing. They can do nothing. Like, only three teams that have a chance at a championship, and Cleveland's one of the teams. So what is the complaint here?
So you're saying Barkley's right. So everybody's saying Barkley is right.
It is LeBron. Right.
It is.
I totally disagree.
But he
it is
hating.
What it is.
But he is a hater.
You know what you need to win. You can't just see, all right, we won last year, even though we were down 3-1, and we're going to come back and do the same.
You can't come back and do that again.
That happens once. Wasn't that the first time in NBA history that ever happened?
Hold on.
You can't do it again.
LeBron begged to bring back J.R. Smith, which Barkley said. LeBron begged to bring back
Tristan Thompson. Who's been out all year.
So they overpaid J.R. They overpaid Tristan Thompson because that's what LeBron wanted.
Tristan said he earned that money.
Now you can't afford nobody else.
Exactly. No, you
man,
can't.
Tristan ain't earned nothing.
So they're in this position.
He had one
LeBron
good series against Alice.
What did he say? What did LeBron say? Y'all acting like he said he wants a whole new roster. No, he said, look,
but it's
He said, no. He said, I just need a playmaker for a backup and we're good. If you know what you need, say it. If he signed JR
and Tristan Thompson to the contract that they deserve instead of the overpay that you got because of LeBron, then you would have been able to afford this, but you can't afford it.
Look. Wait.
So now you're stuck with Jordan Farmer, who wasn't even good enough to stay on the Atlanta Hawks 3 years ago.
Yeah, he was.
4 years ago.
He's trash.
So how is he good enough for the Cleveland right now? Come on, man.
Right, that's not making a difference.
Get out of here, bro. Dog, if you looking at the team even 2 years
ago.
Get
Rajon Rondo, maybe.
Miami won with Norris Cole as the backup point guard.
He did. Yeah, but they had hella shooters. So
and Mario Thomas is
a
starter.
Mario Thomas is a backup point guard.
Yeah, he tried out. He was there. Lance Stevenson, Jordan Farmar, and one more person they tried out.
Stevenson fell off so hard.
I know, right?
I don't think people talk about his fall off.
Yeah, I thought he was on his way to being a
star. No, remember when he went against, this was, what was it, ABCD, no, the Adidas camp. When he was going at O.J. Mayo. That's when he blew up. He was like 16 years. He was like 15 years old. 14. No,
he was
like
a really highly recruited player.
And oh,
he looked the exact same.
He does.
I'm like, y'all.
I thought he was about to be the man.
These kids be looking like grown men at 14, bro.
Well, that's why they get recruited so highly. They over-mature fast.
Right.
Eating that chicken, even that KFC chicken.
Right. Yep. That Walmart
steroids.
Chicken. Yeah, that Walmart. All that Church's chicken with them.
Church's is trash, by the way. Can we do that real quick? Church's, Popeyes, or what's the other one? Church's, Popeyes,
KFC.
KFC, you disqualified from the jump.
I
say Popeyes.
You say Popeyes?
Popeyes by far.
Okay, all right. Popeyes, if you're talking about quality of taste,
that's
Popeyes.
But Popeyes, it'd be more skin than actual meat.
I rather go? Church's. And I'm the only one in the world that will say that, just because my mom raised me on church.
I mean, it used to be like that for me, but
I thought white people go to churches all the time.
No, we go to churches because, well, I did grow up in Marietta, so
churches
was like the closest, and then it's the cheapest out of all three.
It is the cheapest,
So KFC was the closest, but churches was the second closest, and it was the cheapest.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
So I was just raised on churches.
Yeah, we're gonna leave here and go to Popeyes. Just watch out for them biscuits, because you're gonna feel like you're choking to death.
Bro, my skin always breaks out when I eat fast food chicken.
That's how we know it ain't good for us.
It's not good for you.
It's not.
Right.
Anyway, wait. Okay, but we talking about chicken. Hey. Hold on, everybody. We all just.
I ain't gonna say that.
Wait, go ahead.
I was like, that's why them, them children be developing early.
Oh, yes. Don't say it. Okay, all right. I'm good. We went to that.
We said that boy David, if he is here, man, he would have taken to the end zone. Shout out to David.
Look.
Oh, man.
Hey, real quick, though, since you're bringing that up. It was on No Chill Vines, whatever, but then I went and watched the whole episode of, who was it, Dr. Phil. Okay, so the kid was on there because he was sexually active with his teacher, this like something Rodriguez her name was, and she's about to go to jail for like 20 years. Yo, this dude was sitting in there, and she was like, you know what, I was surprised actually he didn't call me back after the night it happened.
Oh,
and then,
man.
She's like, and then she was like surprised that he showed everybody at the school. I was like, yo, he's like six. He was 17. He's like 17 years old. Like, what do you expect? So they were like, she shows her text messages of what the conversation was like. And then she was like, oh, did you enjoy yourself? He's like, yeah, I enjoyed myself. And then Dr. Phil's reading it. He's like, yo, so he's like, well, so he said that he enjoyed last night. And then they did a quick shot. They turned the camera to the kid who was sitting next to his mom. Yeah. And the kid was just laughing, like giggling. His mom looked at him like, yo, you really said that? Like, you really said you had a good time? And he was like, eventually he comes on the stage and they have a conversation. And he's like, he's looking at her like, what do you expect me to do? Like, you thought I was just going to be quiet about it. Like, I'm 17 years old. Like, I got to ride over there just to see you because I don't have a car.
Legal at Georgia State.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right. Well, how you know that?
It was a Twitter fun fact year.
This teacher, all the teachers out there, just stop. I shouldn't say that. just stop messing with the kids.
Leave them kids alone, man.
If you know you're attracted to the younger generation, I'm going to teach it.
Just do something else with your life.
Right. And they're all pretty like, much. Yeah, John, no, pretty much, no. You got
be a veterinarian.
Or go to college and teach or something.
See, I'll
be a dentist.
I'm being disingenuous. I actually do. Nah, I'm not gonna say that.
Well, yeah.
No, for the guys. No, because this is my thing. What I'm thinking about in high school, I'm trying to think in their shoes. All right, when I was in high school, there's Miss A. Shout out to Miss A and Miss Smith, Miss Barnwell. Y'all were some fine teachers. Bro. Yeah, like,
but the thing is, I'm finna say something I really shouldn't say.
We're not in school no more, so this isn't even beneficial to us. You just saying for the sake of the kids.
Because if it was me, I'm doing what that kid did.
Leave the kids alone, man.
You want the next generation to do better than
you? Yeah, I completely, like, went against. But, yo, shout out to Miss Barnwell. You know what you was doing. Riding on the board.
I want my kids to have a better life than I did.
Do as I say, not as I do. Yes. But I want you to, handle your business.
My son, man.
If a teacher tells you to stay after school for detention, then do it.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm done. Look, anyway.
If you had a son And you know he.
Oh, I knew you were gonna do it. Yeah.
He got caught. What is your reaction to your son?
I'm busting out laughing first.
I can't even take it seriously and give him a serious.
Wait, if he says, "Dad, I messed up. I messed with my teacher."
No. He won't tell us.
Oh,
the school will tell you.
Oh, that my son.
And then they bring him home, like the administration and all that. Maybe he comes home in a cop car.
I'm just front. Ooh, man. Yeah. You got to front like you mad though.
I can't even lie, bro. I would laugh.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. I would laugh. Like, yo, you really did. Which is probably messed up of us because we're being very, like, insensitive to the fact that he was probably. Yeah. He's not really damn, what? This is a touchy subject, man. I can't say. Because I'm like.
Next.
Mad. All right. I'm mad, but then I'm not mad.
Oh, man.
Especially if I got look, I got to see a picture of the teacher first. All right, that's it. All right, if I see a picture of the teacher.
That's usually the qualifier.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and she bad, like, yo, Miss Rodriguez, you messing with Miss Rodriguez.
All right, let's stop.
So, Bart.
Can't do that to your teachers, man.
Yeah,
you. Leave them kids alone, man.
You go to school to get an education, son.
He did get an education. Look, let's go to.
Oh, he went training day on. You're going to get an education today.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope my mom doesn't listen to
this. She will.
So.
Rashad! You're going to be mad as hell at you.
I'll be tagging these on Facebook, too.
I'm going to tag her in it. Go to minute.
We're going to put this episode on the low low.
Look out.
Oh, my God. Look, so.
I done called out my dad.
You did call everybody.
You
might
get a woman when you get home, bro.
Dog. Oh, they called everybody.
They just going to be waiting at the door.
What?
You know we ain't teach you like that.
No, nah, man.
You say, get in here right now, man.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I believe in love, though. I don't want it, you know. I said,
boy, you better move on to the next topic, boy.
Yo, real quick though, yeah. Miss, even though I mentioned Miss A, uh-oh. I got devastated by her when I saw her like a couple months ago on Facebook because she decided she's bad. She decided when I was graduating, she was really in some bad. It was bad with her and her husband, right? Wait, anyway, she now I saw a picture of her. Somebody sent a picture of her. She is now married to a woman.
Oh.
And I was like, yo, I'm like, all right, she found love, so I should be happy for her. But then part of me, like, died because I was like,
Miss A
just, like, left, dog. And she left.
Okay,
You know, she left.
I'm going to really get us in trouble now.
Don't do it. don't do it.
You know, she went to the other side. Miss A, you're still bad, but what's happening?
What is more disappointing?
Oh, God.
See, I already know the question.
I already knew the question.
Y'all already know the question.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah. What is more disappointing?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Say it.
Is it? You know, when you see him with a white dude, or
you
see him with the woman.
Dude!
Man.
Oh, here's my thing. Okay, well, when I saw Zazie Beetz, the girl who plays Van on Atlanta, she's married to a German guy. Part of me was just
a Dennis Schroeder?
Huh?
A Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah. A Dennis Schroeder.
Oh, okay, so he's black.
No, not a Dennis Schroeder. No. Married to a white dude. And I was like, you stupid, man. I didn't get what you said. All right, no, but part of me was like, damn, Zazie, like, you know, you got the whole nice natural hair going, all that. Damn, that hurt. But I think it's different. Like, people have different reactions. Like, I think more men would get mad at a woman choosing to date another woman. Like, I wasn't mad with Miss A. I was just disappointed. But I think more dudes get mad about that than about the other one. I just think that. They're like, man, they see it as a joke. Like, oh, she'll be back in, like, 2 years. Like, that kind of thing. But me, I'm more mad. I think I'm more mad about seeing the white dude.
I plead the field.
And that has that's nothing King, against all the white, King, all my white friends. Nothing against y'all.
What?
King.
I plead the field.
Kim, what you think?
Oh, I think for sure. I mean,
the white one or the white guy, or the dating
okay,
another woman.
Jump in.
Men will absolutely get, you know, they will get kind of, you know, upset if it is the woman. I think so.
Or they see it as a joke. They're like, ah, come on, like you just gonna switch, like yeah.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because they think that okay, I may have had a shot. But then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, they see him with a woman, and then it's like, oh, man.
Yes.
There's no going back.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
there's
no more hope.
Oh, she there's no more going back. Okay, I can see that.
You could say the same for the other scenario, because, you know, a lot of times when that happens, they're like, you know, I'm done with the, you know, I'm done with them, you know.
Once you go white, is that it? Nah, you can get it. I think if I see a woman with dating a white guy, I was like, oh, I can still get her.
A lot of times when you see that, it's because, you know, they tried with the black dude.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I'm done with black guys. You know how the Twitter sphere goes.
That's okay, I'm going to just give y'all a real inside scoop on this. That determined by her hair. All right, look, if you see a black woman, if you see a black woman, listen to this. If you see a black woman with a white guy and her hair looks like she's
in the studio, man.
And you see a black woman with a white guy and her hair is real frizzy and looks like it's unkempt, all right? She was never down. All right, listen to me. She was never down. All right? She does not care enough to put a little bit of...
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with y'all? Put a little bit of some, you know, some thought... what's wrong with you? Into her hair? That means she was never down. Probably drinks kale juice all the time.
Hey.
Probably loves watching How I Met Your Wife.
As a future potential Disney employee, I would just like to say that...
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
All of these words that I have stated or been affiliated with this episode of the A-League podcast does not represent the views that are subject to
You agree with me. But look, I'm just giving inside scoop. Anyway, that's just what I'm saying.
I don't think so, man.
We got to discuss that another week, too.
Yeah,
we're going to do this another week, y'all. All right? Yeah.
Jeremy like, loves it.
Here
man.
We go again.
Jeremy loves it.
But I'm so right about that. Frizzy. Y'all got to look at the hair
Jeremy,
first.
Jeremy, so, all right. So you saying if you know things fizzle out between you and your girl in a couple years, mm-hmm. 5 years later, mm-hmm. you know you with your wife, mm-hmm. and you see her at the movies with her boyfriend, and
white dude,
yeah.
No comment.
Wow. All
right, Jeremy, plead the
people are really trying to save their money because I already got fined. But y'all really trying to save y'all money.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Eric went all the way. He went into...
I did not. That wasn't all the way. I got more.
You went into to Rob Parker territory.
Is he a cornball? And Parker made it back, right? He's on FS1.
Yeah, because of Skip. Right.
Skip brought a lot of people from ESPN.
Right.
That just kind of tells me that people think Skip made him. I don't know. It's just something about Skip that draws people to
you. You love to hate him?
But then again... I don't see Stephen A. doing it.
Bringing people
from other places.
I don't see it either.
Because Stephen A.'s been all over the place. Like, Stephen A., you know, it's like...
I don't know. Is that an indictment on working with him or what?
No. Stephen A. got fired.
Remember he did that show?
He got fired by ESPN, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was like he got fired by ESPN, went to Fox mm-hmm. for a couple years, and then, you know, did the politics too. And then came back to ESPN.
Yep.
So Skip, he was just at ESPN the whole time.
Pretty much.
So it's kind of like, you know.
Skip had a lot of pull there, man. You can get anybody on. That's why he was.
They once gave Stephen A. his own show.
Quite frankly. Came at the like 11 o'clock show. It was like 10, came out 10, 11.
It was a late night.
That was actually a good concept.
It's a good concept. Yeah.
I don't know why, you know, they just didn't stick, you know. Maybe the ratings.
But, I mean, I think it's like, you know, it's kind of a specific audience, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Like kind of like the black audience late night.
But now it would work though because you can add politics. He didn't do politics.
Right. So you're saying sports politics. Well, they pretty much have that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Six.
Because I thought that show had been playing where it would have basically been First Take now. Because it's all First Take is pretty much.
True. Right.
Except it's two guys arguing.
Pretty
much.
Which I don't. Does anybody watch debate shows anymore? Because I don't do it anymore. I really don't watch either one of them.
I can't even lie. Sometimes I do.
I watch.
Sometimes I do. Like the only thing I watch on TV is ESPN and ESPN2, or sometimes FS1. But, like, I don't watch regular TV, so...
Yeah, true.
I'm kind of forced to watch it sometimes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But it's the same opinions that they had last year and the year before.
It's the same argument. That's why I'm tired. Like, yo, is LeBron better than Jordan?
Floyd Mayweather was up there once. And then, like, in the middle, like, he got stuck, right? So he was like, y'all really going to debate every day about who the best player is?
Pretty much.
And then they moved on. He's like, let's talk about box. So, in other words, he lost the debate.
That's why I can't do those debate shows because, like you said, they talk about most of the same stuff.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the thing that I like about PTI is that they always change it up.
Yeah.
They always have had, Tony and Mike, they always change it up. Whereas with a lot of these debate shows, like, you know, Undisputed and First Take, they always talk about the same stuff. And I'm just like, okay, really?
How much longer do you get those two shows?
Dog, it's weird.
Like a couple more years, I think First Take will be done in like 2 years.
The thing is, that's where journalism's moving right now.
What, debate?
It's weird. I mean, or entertainment, just period.
Opinion sales, man.
Yeah, it does.
Colin Cowherd said this on his show one day. He was like, you know, why do you think I basically took my show that I had on ESPN and just went over to FS1? Because, and it was the same format.
I get more opinions.
Yeah,
I get
like, that. Opinion is what people want to see. Opinion is what sells. I mean, I can write. I can be an editor. I could do all of that. But he was like, opinion is what people wanted me for, so that's what's gonna pay me.
That's the FS lets you say, and that Skip said the same thing when he left. Like he gets now he gets to say whatever he wants. Now I do what I want. ESPN was like, no, that's Disney. Like you said, it's Disney owned, so it's like they're not gonna. You gotta be. And Stephen A. says it all the time that like I can't say what I really want to say right now. If you really listen, he's always said that. Like I'm not gonna say what I want
to
say right now.
Moving to Fox when his contract.
You think so? Now he get bigger money there. Fox pays you more.
Yeah. Oh, Undisputed will definitely be First Take. Well, First Take would be dead if Stephen A. leaves.
He's not going to leave now because – well, not now.
I can see him when his contract is up.
Yeah, he just signed a new contract.
Get that money, boy. A millionaire. How much did he get? He got like 1.4, something like that.
But Gruden's the most paid dude at ESPN.
Are they scared he's going to go back to coaching? That's his leverage. He got leverage. He can just say every time a job opening come up, he's going to hire Gruden?
Well, it's only because his shows are so, like, in-depth, you know?
What,
like,
the quarterback camp?
Yeah, the quarterback camp.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And, that literally just saves him because it's, like, not many people can do that in that much detail.
He does it well, too, because he sold me on a few players. I was like, and then he got in that film room with him. I was like, okay.
The same reason why Gruden is not going back to coaching, the same reason why a lot of these coaches why on TV are not going back to coaching, because you're getting paid big money.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, they don't have to worry about, you know, right, no pressure. You know, no media scrutiny. They don't have to, you know, prepare, you know, like, you know, they have to prepare, of course, but, you know, they don't have to, like, go through all the rigors of, like, having to prepare for an actual NFL season, mm-mm. and they're getting paid the big brand.
Yeah. And you get to look like a genius every single time you talk about it, because you can just say.
But they always talk about him because of the fact that he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Same thing with Cowher.
Even though Gruden did win with the man, NBC. He's on NBC now.
Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy's players, really.
But then again.
No knock. I'm just saying.
The team he beat was his team. So
in Oakland. He beat the Oakland team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that year.
He did coach Oakland for like 4 years before that. So he basically beat his team in the Super Bowl.
And there, what, Oakland's quarterback was what, Gannon?
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon. Yeah, come on. I can beat Rich.
No, Rich Gannon was an MVP that candidate that year.
Wait. No. Rich. Oh, wait, who was Tampa Bay's quarterback?
Brad Johnson.
One of them. No. I think Rich was like a dink and dunk, though.
No. Rich Gannon was a superstar.
Was he that year?
Yeah, he was.
We got to look at this.
He got old, but he was old, and he kind of developed near the end of his career. But
that season, Rich Gannon
was like in the top.
Can I bring it full circle?
Yeah, what's up?
So, since we were talking about ESPN and Heist.
Shout out. All right. True Hoop.
Yeah, shout out True Hoop. I forgot you worked at ESPN. All right, so. Sage Steele.
Oh, God. Oi.
Oh, right. My God.
So, wow. Full circle. Sage Steele. And she's married.
To a man. Caucasian
to man. To a male. She's
to
married.
A Caucasian man. Just say it. Go ahead.
That's full circle right there.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, that does.
Wow. That's deep. Look, if anybody didn't, people listen, if you didn't see what Sage Steele, she's the same woman who said that Mike Evans should not be kneeling. She thinks it's disrespectful military, even though she probably doesn't care about the military or the vets who are here who are starving and are homeless.
Well, her dad's a vet.
Her dad's a vet. Okay, that's one. But anyway, so. And then she also made a comment this week. What was it about? The travel ban. So she made an Instagram post that was all about herself. despite of everybody who's actually being detained, what she didn't care about them, but the people who are missing their flight, not missing, or who were late to their flight, or the layover was, long, 7 hours. She said this was really inconsiderate of all those people protesting. That is still in a nutshell. She got called out by, what's the guy's name? He's always with the old man and our man from Clark Atlanta here, Bomani.
Oh, Bomani Jones.
Bomani Jones, the old man. Who's the other guy on the show?
Highly questionable.
Yes.
Dan Levitard.
Dan Levitard called her out and two on her like that. Was completely you made a very selfish post. But
Jalen Rose did it subliminally last night.
I didn't see that.
And I was like, wow, because you know Sage Steele and Jalen Rose are like
working.
Woo! They're real close together.
But that's only on set. We don't know if
No, I mean, I mean, from what I see on social media, they look like they're real.
They interact. Okay, cool. He just probably disagrees with her stance.
But that could be a, you know, thing too.
Yeah, and you got Jalen coming from where he's coming from. I'm sure he wasn't feeling what she was saying at all. Yeah. That was just stupid, man. I was just like, when I saw, I was like, that's just her though. Like, so, that's so, her.
Someone tweeted.
Yeah, that's her.
They had the quote. They were like, she probably said on the bus, she's like, all right, Rosa, just come on to the back. I'm ready to go home.
Oh, man. Oh.
Shout out to, was it Jesus Nice? He's a Twitter dude, and he's got his own show, whatever. He was just tweeted out, like, the same thing on the Rosa Parks thing. Yeah. Sage still, it's like, all right, Rosa, we're really happy for you sitting in the back of the bus, but can you get up so we can all go home? Oh. That's pretty much what she did.
Yeah.
It was just like, yo, you didn't care.
Why would she even say that?
I don't know, man.
Like, come on. Like,
and then, taking the picture from a higher up, and look, even the view of the picture where she was, like, looking down on all the protesters, like, she just seems like she's full of herself.
It's imagery.
I mean, is she seriously mad because she late somewhere? Like, people are being contained for 5-6 hours for doing nothing.
For doing nothing.
And she's mad because they
folks
she
can't
late.
See their families, bro.
Why was she not mad at Trump?
Make anyway.
Why was she exactly.
Why was she not mad at Trump?
Because she voted for Trump.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, Sage Steele? Like, honestly, are you, like, auditioning for a job at Fox News?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Megyn Kelly just left, so she might need to take her place.
Stacey Dash just got fired.
Yes. Stacey Dash got fired. Shout out to all the black people who were at Trump's meeting, African-American meeting, where he thought that Frederick Douglass was still alive. Like, yes, he said that Frederick Douglass is a great man who's done wonderful things and is being recognized more and more. I said, that dude is dead. He is dead in the ground right now. And Frederick could come back and slap the mess at you, dog. Like, that made no sense. And then he had all the black people at the table who were obviously all friends of his or whatever. I guess they represent us. Who were all like, man, people in the black community, we really love you. All the thugs in Chicago, they really love what you're doing, man. They trust this administration. They think you're going to do great things.
He made up the word. He said thug gangster.
Yes, thug like gangsters. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what is that? That's
and,
not
and
a word.
And then the dude behind him was like trying not to laugh.
Yo, the thug Chance gangsters.
Pointed it out.
I'm going to Chicago right now. I'm going to fix it right now. It was like, nah. Anyway.
Why do they act like Chicago's the only city with black
people?
I
don't
get
it. I don't get it.
And plus, black people, there are a lot of black people that are actually doing really well in Chicago.
Thank you. Chicago's actually a dope city. Like, exactly. Black people are really good. Hey, like, hey, they're doing a lot of good things there, and they don't even care.
That's what Anthony Davis said.
What?
To me.
He says, what?
I was like, so, how do you feel about Chicago and, you know, cleaning up the image of that city? He said, what's the image of Chicago? I was like, what? He's like, what's the image of Chicago? I was like, you know, well, it just has a bad rap, you know, with
the.
And then he was like, I think Chicago's great.
Yeah. Look at that. The silence. That silence meant a lot.
I was like, what'd you think about the election? He was like, no comment.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. He knows. Yo.
Everybody knows.
Chicago is.
Tend not to know.
Millennium
yes.
Park.
That's Willis a lot. There's a lot of Wrigley that going Field, on.
Lakeshore Drive, yeah. Magnificent Mile, mm-hmm. Bean, yes. Grant Park.
Yes, Grant Park.
Oprah's from there.
Oprah's
Obama's from there.
Yeah, Oprah's from there.
Don't be dissing Chicago.
I don't know. Yeah,
Kanye West also from there.
Oh god.
Chance rapper.
Chance.
Chance.
I don't know what's going
and
on.
And who
man.
Else is on it? Saba.
Yes.
Shout out to Saba.
Shout out to Saba.
I mean, they want to be like Atlanta, but they aren't.
Yeah, no. That's real though. Everybody wants to be from here. Yo, but for real, everybody from Chicago be in Atlanta a lot of times. Like, the Great Migration brought a lot of people from Atlanta to Chicago. So there's always like a connect to the South.
Chance said he wanted to move here and then take classes at Clark.
Oh, really? There's a lot of people who got family members here, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Chicago, Atlanta, dope. Anyway, but Trump, that's just, we weren't going to talk about him, but we did it. We ended up doing it.
It was only because Sage Steele and my father.
Rashad's dad. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So, Super Bowl tomorrow. Where's everybody watching it?
I think I'm actually gonna watch it in my room, my dorm room, by myself.
Don't do that.
Because the main thing I was invited to was Hudson Grill, but it's in Midtown.
Yo, I know the one you're talking about. Go to that. It's hype.
Midtown isn't the city.
It's kind. It's close.
It's close, but it's not.
It's not. I know what you mean.
So it's like.
Go to Bulldogs.
Right at 000, I want to be able to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
I want to be able to get emotional, man.
That's true.
I mean, I'm going to be by myself in my room.
Okay.
You ain't going nowhere. I don't need the party. If it was somebody else, you know, that was playing and won the Falcons, okay, maybe.
The main thing I'm concerned about
I'm worried about the game.
It's a TV. Because, you know, I have a regular size like small TV in my room, so it's like the fact that I'll be watching the Super Bowl on a small TV.
I mean, I watched all other 18 games. Well,
you're right.
20.
So don't 20, change none.
The 20, I ain't changing nothing now. I've been with them. I'm gonna stick with them. Like, to me, it's not Super Bowl. It's, you know, when you go home on Sunday, I'm going to watch the Falcon game.
Okay.
That's how.
That's where you're going.
It's not the Super Bowl. It's okay. The Falcon game.
That's what's up. I respect.
Very much.
I respect that.
I'm probably gonna be, you know, I'm not one of those, you know, because I know that a lot of people, you know, probably out there that are preparing, you know, they have all these Super Bowl parties and they're probably watching in their man caves. That's not me. I'm just gonna be, you know, where I am in the comfort of my own place. You know, just you know, watching the Super Bowl, looking forward to the halftime show, and you know,
who else is performing? By the way, go ahead. Is it just Lady Gaga?
I think so.
That sounds like something I'm gonna get up and go to the kitchen for.
That's when you go eat. That's when you go get some meat.
Somebody at Lady Gaga press conference, somebody at media day was asking, you know, about an Instagram post, and you know, that Lady Gaga made, and it had a bee emoji in it, Do you gotta get Beyonce in every single Super Bowl halftime show now? Like, he just announced that she's pregnant. Now you want her to perform again?
She's
like,
performing
at
the Grammys.
But she about to sit down.
I know. Beyonce's a workhorse.
She
man.
Is. She does not start working, dude. I gotta
Beyonce's
give it to
a workhorse,
dude,
man.
Beyonce, by the way, y'all, Beehive, relax. It's not your kid. You're not having kids. She's having kids.
You know, my friend was texting someone from the Beehive, and he was like, man, it's breaking news if Beyonce sneezes. And then they're like, if Beyonce sneezes, that means she has a cold, and the queen doesn't get sick, boo-boo.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Warriors fans are almost just like the Beehive.
Yes.
It's not much different.
Lakers fans too. Yeah, it's all Beehive. That's it. Beehive. I'm sorry. They're annoying. They're just hella annoying. Just stop. That's not your life. All right. Blue Ivy is not your child at all. Jay-Z is not your man. Just relax. All right. None of that's gonna happen. But I get it. The appreciation you have for her. She's dope.
You're not gonna have a successful marriage and children. So you might as well.
I know it's crazy because half the people who are out there celebrating Beyonce don't. First of all, they don't have a career. Mm-hmm. They don't have.
I didn't say this.
Uh oh, go ahead.
Now Jeremy wanna talk.
Now let them go.
They don't have 3-4 baby daddies.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
They don't know who the first baby daddy is. Yeah. They're not married.
But Beyonce knows.
Beyonce knows all of these things. Yeah. She's from Jay. One of the best, highest selling musicians of all time.
Yes.
She has a husband who's been her husband for 15 years or so.
Boom. Never changed.
She knows who her baby daddy is. Mm-hmm. She knows who her new baby daddy is. Same guy. Half these people in the Beehive can't say any of those things.
That's true, though.
But they celebrate like they the Falcons fans after a Super Bowl win.
Yep. Wow.
Stop it.
Wow. Dropped the bomb on that one.
We all getting fired after this one.
Nah, we not. We just said a lot of things that need to be said. You know, we got more coming. A-League podcast, man.
Tell me about it.
Write it down.
We're going to go, hey.
Put some respect on the name.
Put a closing of this one. Eric, your boy here. E, your boy, 5 is the Twitter.
Oh, I got something to say about Josh Brown right quick.
Josh Brown. We didn't talk about Josh Brown.
Man, how you going to wait 17 months after they accused you to come out and say, I ain't do it? If it was me, somebody tell me I did something, the first thing I'm going to do is say I ain't do it.
Yes.
It's the first thing I'm going to do. I ain't going to call no lawyer. I ain't calling no police. I ain't calling the media. I'm going to say I ain't do it.
Why do people wait to, like, speak out? I'm going to say I didn't do nothing.
It wasn't me.
There's a good song.
It wasn't me.
I had to get that out.
I feel like we forgot about it. We're going to get to that. We got to get to that. Go to hawkshoop.com for your 2016-2017 Atlanta Hawks championship. And
he couldn't even get it out.
I can't do it.
The rest of his voice went to Never Never Land.
Eobo 5 is the Twitter. Man. That's me. Shout out.
RashadMiller.com. I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
It's too late.
Stepdad. Everybody, you know, I apologize to all future potential employees. Raindrop. Drop top.
Cooking the hot box.
Something else. Yeah. And what did he say? What did they say?
All right. Yeah.
Cash and now she back. Woo, 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 woo. And little Yachty saying yeah, yeah, I feel like You heard that, though, the whole him putting over the beat? All he said was yacht. You ever heard them? They put the Migos beat, the Bad and Bougie beat, but all they did was put Lil Uzi's. You know, he says, yeah. They just put that the whole time. They just
That's basically the Migos. This is Jeremy Johnson.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Clark underscore Kent underscore 75. I get my Superman on.
Do you want to anymore, Soulja Boy, though?
Rise up. Oh, thank you, Dwight Howard, for coming back to Atlanta.
What?
He said that like he said that like something he says before he goes to bed. Thank you, Dwight Howard. Good night.
And that's pretty much it for Rashad. Akeem Balaam, AKIEMBAILUM on Twitter, the gram, beyondthew.com. Check it out. And I know, Boston, I know you planning that parade.
Yeah, don't do it.
But
tell him, Akeem.
Go ahead, plan that parade.
Tell him, Akeem.
Because you're going to be very disappointed after this Sunday.
Tell him, Akeem. Rise up.
Rise up.
Rise up.
We out here. Rise up.
And brotherhood.
Peace.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group, just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.